6:11.
Welcome to Milk and Cookies on Rainy Dog Radio. I'm your host, Hans, and joining me today is Vancouver band Weed, and they play tonight at the Black Lodge along with M Women and Naomi Punk. Weed, welcome to Milk and Cookies.
Thank you.
And I was wondering, do you want to just start us off with a song?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Thank you for that. I'm just going to go ahead and say. And do you mind?
Huh? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
do you mind introducing yourself really quickly?
My name is Will.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Bobby.
My name's Hugo.
I'm Paul.
And we have some sugar cookies. Will pretty much devoured most of them, but there's some sugar cookies and milk for you if you want them right now.
That's not going to come.
You are a butthole.
That was directed at Will, in case anyone was wondering. There's welcome to Milk Cookies. Oh, you actually suck. I hate you.
I'm okay.
So you guys have been on tour, right? You started in Los Angeles?
That's right. Yeah, we basically most of us flew to Los Angeles to play at The Smell. It was Tuesday night.
Yeah, and how's everything else been going? You guys all just pulled out of your little Windstar. It's like a little clown car in there, but...
We packed it tight. I got a lot of spatial reasoning skills, and everything's in the back trunk.
Kevin's really good at it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself, if you can't tell.
Kevin, you rule. Can I just say that me and Hugo got totally fucking wasted in L.A.?
Can he say that? I don't know.
Yeah, oh, no. I mean, well, technically, no, but you can.
Bobby,
I mean, we're not... We don't transmit over the air, so the FCC or whatever the regulatory agency can't really
we
do anything.
We hate the FCC.
We're a no cussing band, though. We don't.
Yeah, we don't
do
swear
that.
And stuff.
Never.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
You're from Vancouver, right? So
Vancouver.
You don't have to deal with the FCC, maybe.
No, we don't.
But Hugo has a little experience in radio in Canada. You wanna,
he's actually a radio personality.
I am a radio personality. It's actually. And thanks for bringing that up, you guys.
CITR, Friday afternoons at 1 o'clock.
101
Western.
Yeah, you know, check it out.
His show is called Hugo.
Yeah.
It's like the Ellen DeGeneres show of the radio.
That's what I want it to be one day. I hope that I can get there, you know.
Well, you really encapsulated it in the name. If that's any consolation, you're one step there.
I'm selling myself.
He gets up
and
dances.
I mean, what else is there to do?
There's a live studio on it.
I really don't know.
And how's the, like, so you started at The Smell, how was Los Angeles? Did you, like, get to see the city at all, or?
Yeah, I think I can speak for all of us when I say we really love Los Angeles, right?
We had a good time.
Los Angeles is awesome.
I don't know, I think SF gets a lot more love than LA, but I've always liked Los Angeles more. I always have a really good time when I go there.
Sounds
Hollywood,
like you're...
Hollywood!
We just got our car broken into last time we were in San Francisco. So
fuck SF.
Feelings. Whoa. No cussing.
That was the one word that you should have abbreviated there. You didn't. There you go. That's a slogan that you could put on. You could write a song about it, and that could be your next... just funnel that rage into your music.
We already have.
Yeah, you guys really rocked it on that last one.
We try.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Is there any reason why? Well, let me explain. You guys all put your hands up kind of like the beginning of the YMCA. Is there any sort of reason to that or just at the beginning of your music?
Shreddies.
That has never happened before, actually.
Yeah, that's
did
the
I
first
do that?
Time.
You did not. You were playing.
I don't remember doing that either.
Hugo had his head buried in his hair.
Yeah.
He tried to get it up, but his long hair just got caught in there. And
it doesn't always work.
That's what she said.
Yeah, not to you.
I don't know if Bobby's mic is picking up. I sure hope not.
Yeah.
He's, in case just anyone tuning in right now, Bobby's just swearing in the corner behind the drum set. That's all that's happening. And then he's saying that's what she said right afterwards.
Yep.
So that's just if it's not picking up, that's what's happening.
We got the color commentary on that. That's all we need.
Shout out to Vancouver.
Shout
love
out,
you homies.
Oh, is there some Vancouver homies listening right now?
Yeah, I think there are.
Totally.
They're good. Hi, Vancouver. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. How do you like being in Vancouver? I mean, you not all of you are from Vancouver, right?
No.
Are any of us from there?
Not really.
No, none of us are.
Not really. Oh, a little bit, but
we
consider
we
ourselves like we're from
there.
Vancouver.
I've
though.
Lived there the longest.
Yeah.
Oh. Probably 10 years.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Kevin and I met as UBC students, 4 years ago now?
4.5 years ago now.
Time flies.
Vancouver.
Yeah, I was just going to UBC, and so was Kevin.
And we just immediately hit it off, you know?
Yeah.
We were in a band for a short time that never really existed.
It was called, you can find demos on Napster.
Yeah.
Probably. It was called
Morpheus, I don't know.
If you go to Kazaa, you can P2P that right there.
It was called 1995 in Tennis.
You wouldn't tell me how you got the band name. It's because you did a random Wikipedia search.
That was Peter, dude.
That's what happens.
Anyway, Hugo, where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Alberta. Originally, I would consider myself a native of Red Deer, Alberta, which is like a small town that's like an hour and a half north of Calgary and an hour and a half south of Edmonton, which are like the two biggest cities. It's an interesting place.
And so do you guys think that you're part of, do you feel very a part of this like Vancouver music scene, or how does that?
Speaking for myself, I love Vancouver. I think it's awesome. And I don't know. I know I can't. I don't know if we are. I hope we're a part of the Vancouver music scene because it's beautiful.
We'd sure like to be.
I think we're starting to be. Like we're yeah. Even though we've technically been a band for like a year or so.
Yeah.
As a band, we were still pretty young. Like especially with this lineup, it's been like revolving.
Yeah.
And we're kind of still. Vancouver's weird to like be part of the scene. I think.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there. I don't know. We'd like to play out a lot more, like out on the road. I think.
We like to. Yeah, we like to go out. Going out and touring is really awesome. And I don't know.
Yeah, I think that that's a good summation. We're like, we like Vancouver, but we also like touring a little bit more.
Spark, totally. Yeah, we love touring.
What's your favorite part about touring?
I guess I'll go first. Sorry, I'm not trying to cut you off. But I don't know. I love the idea of every single night, there's a, no matter how bad our show sucks, which is usually.
Always really bad.
Black Lodge tonight.
Black Lodge, yeah.
The next,
and women, Naomi Punk. It's going to be awful.
There's always an opportunity to redeem ourselves the next night. Opportunity. We don't ever take
Never
the opportunity.
Never actually, yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm just saying. It's just cool that you get a fresh start every day in like a new city and get to travel and explore and meet cool people.
I like meeting random.
Yeah, folks. Meeting people for sure.
And food. Food's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite thing to eat on the road?
Burritos. I'd miss them so much.
Burritos.
They really like burritos.
Shout outs to Rancho Bravo.
After the Black Lodge, Rancho Bravo. 1 o'clock. We'll all be there.
That's where the real performance is.
Shout out to Quality Burrito in Olympia.
Shout out to Quality. That was good. They have good beans there.
Their homies there. For sure. Taco Por Favor is also really good.
Shout out to Taco Por and every taco.
Hey, what was that? Taco place that we stayed or that we went to that morning when we were driving to Davis? What was that called?
I wouldn't remember.
Wasn't
as good, to be honest.
Shout out to you.
Paul,
if you're driving in Davis and you see a taco truck, stop.
Paul, did you want to jump in? Say something about food on the road or anything?
What's your favorite thing on the road, Paul?
So far, I've been liking the French baguettes at every grocery store we've been to.
That's a Hugo influence. Hugo got us all on board.
It's so good.
Is that Alberta? They only eat just French baguettes? And then
that's just me.
And beef jerky.
That's an Alberta
Hugo
thing.
Hugo just knows how to live.
Yeah,
he does. Like, he's got it figured out. Like, he eats a French baguette every day.
Yeah.
And I realized he's got it figured out. So now I eat a French baguette every day.
It's like $3.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you need other than a French baguette and beef jerky?
A radio show.
A radio show.
Yeah.
And some friends.
Nah.
No. Let the baguette be your friends.
It's true, but you
baguette
eat it.
Friends.
I guess you can eat your friends.
But then that's opportunity. There's new baguettes every day.
You're right.
It's like going on tour.
We can just draw this all full circle right now. So what I get the impression of is that you just eat tacos on the road and you just travel around, and so that sounds like a wonderful tour.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
mostly burritos, to be honest. I want to just make that point clear.
I don't want to make
a lot of burritos.
Touring sound better than it is, but it is awesome. Like, we've never lost money.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
I don't know. We always have good tacos. Play with cool bands. I mean, we love touring.
I think it's all a matter of opinion. To me, sleeping in a van with like five dudes on a fairly consistent basis is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like.
We also get to meet a lot of really awesome people.
Last night was incredible.
I met Naomi Punk for the first time, and they're easily the best. Like my favorite band in Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
They're awesome people, and the house we played at last night was fantastic, and the people were awesome, and we shredded.
Yeah.
I don't care what Will says. He's always so negative. But honestly, I think every show we play, we shred. And I like a lot.
Yesterday,
thank you.
Yeah, we got to play with Dana Jewel and Naomi Punk in Olympia in some house that was like in West Bay, I think it's called.
West Bay House.
And like that to me, you know, like that's like a dream. Like, I don't know. I would rather be doing and playing nowhere else with different people.
Naomi Punk, yeah. They're just such a pleasure to see. And we feel pretty lucky to play with them for two shows. So
Do you want to pump your show right now? That's a good intro.
By the way, they're playing tonight.
Yeah. we're playing with Naomi Punk and another really great band called M Women. You can check out the details on MSN, blog, Nightlife. No, seriously.
Seriously, you actually can.
some MSN blog like blogged about our show as like the hot underground event tonight.
Whoa.
So.
Yeah. So we're
Microsoft Underground.
I don't know if it's on our...
Bill Gates is doing it over in Redmond. He's like, you guys all got to go to the Black Lodge.
Where is the Black Lodge? Anyone know?
It's Eastlake.
Eastlake? Okay.
Sort of.
I don't know if we're supposed to say the address too publicly.
I don't... Yeah. We'll just say Eastlake. It's kind of by the lo-fi. If you know where it is, then you should go.
It's on
Republican
like
and
Facebook
something,
and stuff, too.
Also on Facebook, which I don't know anyone who has a Facebook,
yeah,
I hate Facebook.
Aria, you can just go to the climbing wall. We're going to be...
We're playing the climbing wall.
we'll be at the top when you get there.
I'm belaying people up in between sets, so just make sure you get there early.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is this show going to be podcasted?
It will be.
Could you please edit the part about, like... me eating all the cookies out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel really self-conscious.
You also edited the part about him asking for that to be edited.
Yeah, edit all this. Just cut the interview.
I'm just going to edit your voice out of it entirely and just fill it with blank space.
Cheers.
Cut that mic.
Do you want to play another song for us?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. I guess.
Wow, we sound really stoked to play another.
Do you want to play another song?
I guess. We can do it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Whatever.
You guys ready?
Is everybody tuned?
Yeah, we're ready.
Somebody gonna be.
Well, that was some wonderful noodling at the end. Is
thanks.
You're good at noodling.
Yeah.
Sweet noodles.
Sweet noodles, bro.
Shreddies. We call them shreddies here.
That's it's funny you should say noodles because we call them shreddies. It's and you can get that song off your Bandcamp, right?
That's right. It's called 80. Yeah, weed.bandcamp.com.
And then can people get like physical copies of your music also, or?
Yeah, we've got a few 7-inches left. You can order them online or see, get them at the shows.
Tonight.
Yeah, tonight. Oh, also, I wanted to hype our tour blog. I don't know if you did. Have you checked it?
I've looked at it, but you should hype it.
All right. So you know the address, right? Just I'll say it, but just you know it, right?
I think so. Now I'm being really concerned.
You can't do that on the radio.
Just go for it. No, you just gotta say
I'm
it.
The king of guilt trips. Yeah. So. It's a weed band from van, all one word. .blogspot.com. So all of our little adventures on the road are on there. Pictures, you know, MP3s, SoundClouds,
MySpace, whatever.
YouTube, whatever.
Best of lists. There were some best of.
Yeah, yeah, best ofs. Yeah, fun stuff.
Definitely.
Huh?
My one is the best.
Bobby's is the best.
No,
it is.
The best of the best list of lists goes to Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I make lists.
Sure.
Yeah.
could you repeat the name just one more time?
Weedbandfromvan.blogspot.com.
All one word.
All one thing.
All one address.
No hyphens, nothing.
Just type that into your Google Chrome and it'll come up.
We're all about Google Chrome.
Yeah. If you haven't got it yet, you guys got to get on Google Chrome. Not like that. It's just an application.
It's can I briefly ask? You don't have to answer this question.
Ask us anything.
About your band name, because every time that I would tag like weed in any sort of post, it would always get like liked by some stoner. But did you do that on purpose or?
Do what?
Name your band Weed so you would get a bunch of publicity from stoners.
I don't understand. I don't think I understand the question.
I guess what's the inspiration for your band name?
Oh. easy to remember.
Deflection at its best.
Easy to remember.
All right, we'll go with it.
I think there is some cross-pollination you intended there with.
What do you mean? Like as far as
cross-pollination?
Hashtag.
Are we talking about what are we talking
stuff.
About?
I don't know what you're referring to, but
so you guys like Olympia, I hear.
we love Olympia.
And you played a house show there?
Yeah.
Do you guys mostly play house shows? Or I guess the Black Lodge is kind of a bar now. So, like, what have you been... Have you been booking house shows, or you've been trying to book...
No, I mean, house shows are cool. Like, we love playing house parties because the vibe's really cool. They usually don't... I hate to sound weird when I say this, but they don't usually bring in a lot of money.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, when you're touring, it's tough, but... You know, DIY spaces are like the best, like Black Lodge, Healthy Times, RIP.
RIP.
Stuff like that, you know, the smell are the best because they have like a built in crowd usually. But a lot of cities in between, the major cities are, they don't have opportunities for that. So we just play house jams, you know, whatever. Davis was weird.
They came through though.
You talk about Davis. You've got family there, so.
My brother lives here. He's going to UC Davis. But we went there. We drove 9 hours from LA, and we played. And it was kind of like more electronic vibes from the opening dudes. But they came. They donated quite a bit. They had passed around a conch shell. And I think we got like $45. Is that right?
Yeah, and then I think we got like. Yeah, we got like
$15
worth of coins. I miscounted by
and
like
then a big
$4.
Jar of pennies.
And then I had a cut on my hand, and I got infected from counting coins.
This crazy guy who's actually a really awesome dude. I forget his name.
Boris.
No,
Haunt?
It was the really old guy.
Oh,
He looked like he totally didn't really belong there, but he was amazing. And he actually came up to us in the middle of the show with like this... it looked like
a conch shell.
It was a conch shell.
Like a shell full of his coin that he'd collected. And he was like, here, take this to the gas station. And he walked away. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, he was really cool.
Did you take it to the gas station?
No, we took it to a Coinstar eventually. It clearly wasn't a donation tin. It was just the house jar where you put your coins,
yeah,
and they gave it to us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
So that's some accolades from the old guy.
Yeah, I guess
if he's
so.
Going to give you all the money.
Well, I don't think he didn't live there.
I thought so. He did. He
really?
Came up to us and he's like, this is all I have.
Yeah, I don't think that was his to give. But
like, I think that's all he had because he didn't have anything and he just stole that.
Who knows, man? Oh, God bless him.
A wonderful mystery we just got there, yeah.
Any other like stories from the road that you wanted to?
After that, we drove 12 plus hours.
Yeah, immediately after the show, we got in the van and drove up to
Olympia.
Oli.
Oh, you didn't stop in Portland or anything?
No, not this time.
We have in the past, yeah. But not this time.
Portland's great, obviously.
Portland's awesome.
Yeah. We played one of our best shows there. What is it, a month ago?
I guess
2 months.
Yeah, second to last weekend of October.
Yeah, we played. Oh, long time.
Been longer than that.
Yeah, we played at Reed College, and those shows are getting really awesome. I know they're, like, booking crazy bands there now. Some of our really good friends are in a band called Houseu.
Yeah.
And they, you know them?
All right, I know of them.
Yeah.
Ben and whatnot.
Yeah, Ben, yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah, I
don't
know. Yeah, whatever, I hate that guy.
those dudes are booking awesome shows at Reed. Who else? I mean, Naomi's played there.
We played with Psychic Feline.
That was awesome.
Like, they're bringing in, I don't know, some really good bands. I've heard Alex talking about all the cool Olympia bands going there and stuff. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to hype Reed as, like, a good
Portland
destination.
Reed just had a wonderful show. And
yeah. Kids go crazy there.
Do big part because of the house, you guys.
Yeah. So.
The way it sounds is that you guys are on tour a lot. Do you have other, like, how often do you go on tour?
Well, I guess now only two of us are in school. Yeah, we go, like, whenever we can, pretty much. I mean, I try and book shows whenever I check with everyone first and then say, can we go now?
Will's really good.
Will is anxious to get going.
He loves to tour, and it's really good to have somebody like that in the band because, I don't know, he's really good at, like, getting us spaces. Like,
I'm not the only one that likes it, right? I mean, you guys like it, too.
we mostly go, like, down to Portland. In Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many trips.
Staples.
We want to tour as much as possible. Touring is awesome.
Do you have any plans for going anywhere outside of, like, the West Coast or?
Yes.
Alberta World Tour.
We're going
Red
on
Deer.
Alberta World
2012.
Tour. Edmonton, Calgary.
nothing planned yet. Basically, what happens is when we get back from a tour, the next day we talk about, okay, what's next? Where are we going next? So I think. Certainly this summer we have dreams of making it to the East Coast and, you know, we'll talk about it. You know.
Yeah.
I think we'll probably get out there as soon as possible.
Have you guys done anything other than the West Coast, like gone to the Midwest? I know some of you are from Wisconsin.
Yeah. This last August tour we did West Coast, Southwest, Midwest. We went, like, to LA and then across Arizona and New Mexico, and then back up to our homeland, St. Louis, Minneapolis, Eau Claire, Madison. Oh, Madison! Funny story, Paul. We played at Paul, our touring third guitarist. He works. He's you want to come up here?
Paul's get on, man.
He runs a boat shop in Madison, and
yeah, I guess. Pretty much sometimes you put together shows on the last day, and we ended up playing in the boat shop that I run, kind of a maintenance shop. And that's just an example, I guess, of a good tour story. You don't know where you're going to play.
Yeah, oh yeah, I guess we didn't really mention, like, the reason we don't play, like, bars is because we don't really play shows that have age restrictions, so it's kind of hard to find stuff. But Paul came through in the clutch, got us a show at the boat shop.
Was it a well-attended show at the boat shop?
I mean, it was a small space, but it was packed, you know? That's kind of the story of the band.
For, like, a two-hour warning, it was...
Yeah, it's good.
There. Yeah, it was, like, this really cool map room and stuff. There was, like, beautiful, I don't know, old maps on the wall and cool shit like that. And then we got shut down by the university after our last song, which is always cool.
Oh, after your last song, though, that's fine.
It's always cool to get shut down.
Yeah, because you played your entire set, and then the cops came, and you're like, all right, it's over.
Exactly.
Let me look. I'm trying to think. This is great radio that I did this. Oh, so we got, like, just, like, 10 more minutes before your parking expires is the thing.
Any
which well,
you'll take care of that, right? Because
yes.
you know.
I pay for it.
Just head out there and fill the meter. I'm messing with you.
Well, if you want to just jam for 5 minutes, I'll run up there and I can. It's only till eight, you know.
It's cool.
No.
Oh, then we're fine. Yeah.
Well, the parking. Never mind. I don't want the people on the radio to be
free after that.
It's getting really passive aggressive in here.
Yeah.
Are there any cookies left? That's the
there are.
I actually didn't get any cookies.
You should pass them over to Hugo. I was very concerned when I made them because I burnt them, but were they okay?
No, that was perfect, yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
All right.
Although, I believe my email requested weird shapes.
Yes, I it's if I were to quote it, it would said not weed related weird shapes.
Yeah.
I tried to do like some reindeer. There's
I
a lot of
circles.
Children.
I got some weird shapes.
There's
so.
Circles.
Some there were a bunch of hearts. I made a bunch of hearts in a circle. None of them were perfect circles.
Yeah.
All of them were oblong.
Actually, the one I had was shaped like a fish. So kudos.
Oh, I didn't even know I had a fish.
A weird looking one, yeah. A herring or
Bobby's
something.
Bobby's got a cold. He's a little delirious right now.
Oh, there's an owl.
Oh,
if
see that close to me.
Would you take your nasal rub or your Vapo thing? Yeah.
Anyone
that's
else?
Our time, yeah.
Anyone else want to talk about made sure they took their nasal rub, their Vapo?
No, I don't
Bobby's
know what it is.
We better not. If I have to take that, I'm going to be...
When
yeah, you guys are all
Bobby.
In a tiny
Wait.
Little Windstar together.
Bobby,
right?
When did you first notice you were getting sick?
Yeah, when did you first notice you were getting sick, Bobby?
In L.A.
In L.A.?
Oh, okay.
Was it after the last night?
Yeah,
no, first.
After the last night.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's cool.
Did you play two nights in L.A. or?
We tried to. Willie wants to play a song, clearly.
All right.
We'll play a last song.
All right. You want to hype your show one more time tonight?
Tonight at the Black Lodge M Women. Weed. Naomi Punk. Be there.
I think doors are at 9. Doors
nine?
Are at 9.
Doors
yeah.
are at
yeah.
9.
It's $7 to get in.
$7.
Check it out on Facebook.
Or MSN.
Or
Underground
MSN.
Blog.
MySpace.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Underground Nightlife.
Yep. Friendster. Live Journal.
Whatever. One of those things. The internet.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on. And this is Weed on Milk and Cookies on Rainy Dog Radio on Go For It.
Cool.